Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we're going to talk about what's going on at Pier 1 down in Homer.
And to talk about it, we have Mark Oliver from Pier 1 Theater, who is a director and a number of other things, I understand. Welcome to Stage Talk, Mark.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about what your responsibilities are with Pier 1 Theater, what you do down there.
Well, I've directed a couple of shows here down at Pier 1. I'm also the office manager. I take care of a lot of the behind-the-scenes work in making this theater go, and also acted in a number of productions, but my main focus is directing.
And tell us a little bit about Pier 1 Theater. I understand it's been going on for quite a few years now, is that right?
Yeah, it's been running since 1976, just a lot of local theater. There's been a really active community keeping this theater alive, and it's really a pretty positive environment in this little artsy town.
That is an artsy town. I love Homer. So you do not only, from what I gather, you do not only theater, but you also do music.
Yeah, we actually just had our Outrageous Jazz Festival a few weeks ago. It was very positive. We had jazz musicians from around Alaska come down and play some jazz, and it was very nice.
Very good. And now what's coming up?
Well, what's coming up is this weekend we have a production of Eurydice by Sarah Rule, which our youth theater is putting on. It's very good. It's very contemporary. And the week after we have a musical called Next to Normal, won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama a few years back. Very intense rock opera.
And Eurydice is, of course, the story, the Greek myth based on Orpheus, but a slight twist to the show, I understand. Tell us a little bit about how this portrayal of Eurydice is being done by your theater.
Well, the tale of Orpheus is about Orpheus losing his wife to the underworld and his journey to go and get her back. This is kind of a contemporary reimagining of the tale from his wife Eurydice's perspective, where in the original tale of Orpheus sees the main character his journey into the underworld, we have more a sympathetic portrayal of Eurydice's existence in the underworld. It's very contemporary. All of the characters in the show are modern and speak with modern sensibilities, kind of real people thrust into the ridiculous situation of going to the underworld, interacting with the denizens down there. But really what the show comes down to is Eurydice's relationship with her father. The author Sarah Rule has talked about how the show is kind of dedicated to her late father and what she imagines their relationship was like. And this show does a really beautiful job at putting these two characters in a very sympathetic light. I feel like anyone who values the relationship between daughter and father can really take a lot away from this show.
Interesting. Very interesting. I wish I could come down and see it, actually. And then you're following it with?
Oh, Next to Normal, which is, like I said, a Pulitzer Prize-winning drama. It's about a suburban family, very modern, who the mother of the family, Diana Goodman, is diagnosed with bipolar disorder years and years before the events of the play takes place. And it's about her worsening condition and about the treatment that she has to go through and the effects that each treatment has on her and her family. It's really kind of focused on this family. There's six characters in the show. We got a whole music setup behind them. It's very, very intense and really, really a very beautiful play. It's got room for laughs, room for tears. It's quite beautiful.
And this is the show you're directing, correct?
Yes.
And why did you choose this play?
Well, I came across it when I was in college a year ago, and, you know, something about it, just even reading the words on the page without even the music, there's a real resonance for me in how these characters and their sensibilities are really attuned with how ours are. And you see a lot of plays that kind of take sensibilities from 20, 30 years ago, and this feels very current, and I feel like people who come and see the show can see a lot of themselves in the show and the realities of it, and I feel like that really resonates with audiences compared to you know, fair set in older times or warp times. And the music is, wow, the music. It'll knock your socks off.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Mark Oliver from Pier 1 Theater down on the Homer Spit. We're talking about the theater itself and also their last two plays of their summer season and perhaps what's coming up next summer. So let's talk a little bit about these plays. Now, Next to Normal, you say, is a contemporary rock musical. We've seen a lot of those around these days. We saw recently Spring Awakening here in Anchorage and also Rent. This is a play that won the Pulitzer Prize as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so it has a new sort of edgy feel to it, correct?
It has a very edgy feel. A lot of the songs kind of, there's a number of songs that are kind of manifestations of Diana's treatment. There are songs that are about the family dealing with the grief of the events happening. And what really sets this musical apart from other musicals is where a lot of musicals written in the 80s and the 90s focus on a song and then some story vignettes. This show really takes an operatic sort of mentality in how it presents its story. We have a lot of plot progression happening within the songs. There's not really many breaks where the actors just stand around and talk. It's really, the story is driven forward by the music and the emotions that the music evokes.
Interesting. I'd like to see it.
You know, mentioning these two plays, Next to Normal, an edgy musical, and Eurydice, a new take on the show. It's not your typical summer theater fare, is that correct? Pier 1 apparently does specialize in doing more of these types of works rather than your typical sort of touristy type of plays. Is that right?
Yeah, this season has actually been pretty unusual for us. We've in the past focused quite a bit on comedies, but this season has featured Tennessee Williams' Night of the Iguana, a number of local written shows. I think the only light piece that we've really put together this summer is a production of Annie early on in the season.
And what are you planning for next year?
Oh, next year, we have a number of productions that we're thinking about doing. Nothing set in stone just yet, but I feel like we're going to be kind of migrating back towards the comedy, but don't be surprised if you see a couple of musicals thrown in the mix.
And Eurydice, you mentioned, is a youth theater production, right?
Yes.
So how are the kids or the young adults, you might say, how are they handling the material?
Well, you know, it's really fascinating because Pier 1 directors Alder Fletcher and Casey Parrott are graduates of the youth theater program. They're very young. But this season they really focused on taking these young actors and taking this sort of camp feel that the summer productions have that with the youth theater and really pushing them to a new level. They didn't have a whole lot of applicants this summer. And with the few applicants they had, they really decided to try something different and really push them from, you know, the campy youth theater fare to really trying some real acting. And the results, quite simply, are spectacular. It's wonderful to see local youth really pushing themselves in the art rather than, jumping around on stage.
That's wonderful. We have two groups in Anchorage, Alaska Theater of Youth and TBA, that specialize in that, and I agree with you completely. It is wonderful.
And so the show is already up and running, is that right?
Yes, it's been running for one weekend. The audiences have been really kind of blown away. I feel like they were not expecting this caliber of performance because, it is a quite funny show, but at the same time, there's a lot of really real stuff in the show, and I don't think that many people were expecting that from our youth theater.
Interesting. And so you are primarily a summer theater. You close down at the end of the summer. Do you offer any kind of classes or anything else during the regular year?
Oh, yeah. The Homer High School here has its own drama program. They put on maybe two plays a year. The choir department here puts on a musical every spring. There's lots of opportunities for youth and local artists to get involved in the performing arts during the off-season.
Well, Mark, tell us more about how you got involved with the Pier 1 Theater. You mentioned you started out, you've been with them for many, many years. What's been your experience with the theater?
Oh, it's been very immensely positive. I remember the first show I ever did here, I was very young, and I got cast as the lead in Arsenic and Old Lace. And I mean, the rest is pretty much history from there.
Wait a minute. You're young, and you're cast as the lead in Arsenic and Old Lace?
Yep, you got that right. I was as shocked as you were, let's be fair.
a lot of stage makeup, I imagine.
Oh, lots and lots of stage makeup.
Well, it sounds like you folks down there in Homer have a lot of fun with the theater, doing some comedies as well as some serious and some edgy kind of musicals. So I'm looking forward to see what you have coming up next summer.
Definitely. It'll be a lot of fun.
I love Homer. Maybe we can go down.
Maybe we'll have a caravan of people coming down to Homer from Anchorage to see your shows down there.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, keep us advised.
Well, we're just about out of time here. I'd like to thank our guest, Mark Oliver, who is directing the musical Next to Normal down at Pier 1 Theater, which will be closing their summer season. And playing right now is Eurydice, a twist on the old tale of Orpheus, being written by Sarah Rule. So thank you very much, Mark, and I hope you have a good turnout for both your shows, and see you soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. Up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors are open at 5:30 p.m. And tickets and information, you can go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
If you missed it in July, Stories at the Cemetery returns on Sunday, August 12th at 6 p.m. at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. Stories will be told in a single location to accommodate those who found it difficult to walk through the cemetery grounds. We invite you to bring your own chair. Enter at the gate at 7th and Cordova Street or call 343-6814 for more information.
The Poetry Parlay August meeting will be held next Wednesday, August the 15th, at Out North Theater at 7 p.m. The program will consist of all works by Alaskan poets.
Also in Talkeetna, Summer Stock presents Godspell tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. For more information, go to events@denaliartscouncil.org.
Cyrano's premieres a new musical, Gold Rush Girls, running through September the 2nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Pier 1 in Homer, this weekend at 7:30 p.m., you can see Eurydice at 7:30 p.m. For tickets and information, call 907-235-7333. And Next to Normal opens August 17th and continues through August 26th. And that number again is 907-235-7333. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.